Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour, Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go, if you go there, you can find Mike Robbins on our site. Mike's our guest this half hour. And we've got a little suite of that we prepared for him that shows all the things that he's talked to us about in the past. And we preserved that for you so you can go back and listen to his wisdom over and over again. And that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question. We have a different question we ask every week. We want to know what you think. Mike Robbins is our guest. He's the author of Be Yourself, Everyone Else is Taken. Mike, how do we find you and your book, please?
The best place to find me and the books is on my website, which is mike-robbins.com. That's mike-robbins.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey, and of course, your books, wherever books are sold, I know.
Absolutely.
One of the things, I know you spend a lot of time talking about emotional intelligence, but in the segment before you got here, I was telling the audience about you coming, and I said, you know, one of the things that we do, and I was being a little sarcastic, I said, no, small business owners, you don't ever have anything that frightens you. You're not ever afraid of anything. Everything works out perfectly for you.
Of course not.
Isn't sarcasm fun? I love it.
Yeah.
But talk to us about how we can use emotional intelligence to help us deal with these things that frighten us.
Well, one of the things, first and foremost, with fear and with stress, Jim, we got to be able to admit it and just acknowledge that it's there. And, you know, you were saying it sarcastically. I think a lot of times we pretend like we're not afraid when we are. And
it's the shtick we have. I mean, it's how we keep the employees from running away when everything is things are in big trouble. It's a persona we have to put on.
Exactly. And, you know, and some of it makes sense. But, like, as an example, I mean, you know this about my background because I've been on the show before. I mean, I'm a former college and professional baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, I got injured in the minor leagues with Kansas City Royals and my career ended. But because of my background, I do every now and again get a chance to work with professional athletes, particularly baseball players. And as we were talking about off the air, I had a chance to work with the San Francisco Giants this past year as they won the World Series, which was a lot of fun. In fact, I was down at spring training just a couple weeks ago talking to those guys before the season started. And when I talk to pro athletes, and pro athletes are unique, but not all that different from small business owners, actually, in terms of the pressure, in terms of the focus, in terms of the necessity to really perform, you know, in a very specific way. And I talk to pro athletes just like I talk to small business owners and, you know, executives within corporations about it's okay to be afraid. Mm-hmm. Everybody is, and most of us pretend that we're not. And I always get a lot of the same response, especially from the pro athletes. They'll walk up to me after my presentation, and they'll kind of look around and make sure no one can hear. And they'll say, hey, man, thanks for saying that. I feel that way sometimes, too.
Yeah.
So I think the first step is we just have to admit it. Nothing wrong with us, especially in these last few years with the
economy
and what's
going on. Guys have a harder time with this than ladies do, I think.
They do. I mean, for us as guys, it's like we're tough, we're strong, we never want to let them see us sweat. But that's the first step, is if you can admit it. The second piece of it is, here's what happens in our brain when we get stressed out. We actually, the blood flow in the prefrontal cortex of our brain, where we do our best, most creative thinking, it actually drains to the back of our brain, which is called the limbic system. And what it ends up creating is that fight or flight mentality in our brain, in our body. It's why we don't make as good decisions. It's why we tend to act more impulsively. And in hindsight, we look back and go, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I react that way? Well, it's because we were stressed or had some fear, and we actually weren't acknowledging it. So emotional intelligence and stress management is about noticing that and doing some simple things. Little things like breathing, like exercising, like taking breaks. I mean, as simple as those things sound, they're absolute deal breakers when it comes to dealing with the day-to-day stress and fear that we have.
Well, you know, and speaking of the guys, remember, you know, when you show a little vulnerability, women think that's cute.
Absolutely.
Right?
No, for sure.
Not that we would ever manipulate anything or anything like that.
No. Well, you know, the thing is, but here's the thing I've been noticing, too, and I think business and our culture are evolving to a certain degree, that I wrote a post on my blog a while back and got a lot of comments on it, and the post was called Vulnerable Leadership. And what I was talking about in the post and what I often talk about to small business owners as well as people in the corporate world is showing a little bit of vulnerability and being transparent about it. Mm-hmm. Again, not that we sort of air all our dirty laundry with people necessarily, but what it does from a leadership perspective and also even from a sales relationship building perspective, people trust you if you're willing to be honest and open.
Well, and it's, you know, you're not supposed to have all the answers.
Exactly.
You know, I still think about something that happened here in my operation in December of 08 after the collapse of, of the financial situation. You know, I have had employees here that, I suspected that they were concerned.
Yeah.
And so I called them, got them together, and I said, folks, this is bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I can tell you is this is my seventh one of these to go through.
Right.
And I've made all the other ones successfully. So for whatever that's worth, that's all I can tell you. And that seemed to help them.
Right. Well, and it's good. I mean, that, you know, again, that sense of authenticity, of transparency, honesty can help because, again, it's like we become like a pressure cooker, and if we can release a little bit of it, we're not so stressed out. Here's another thing to think about. There's type 1 stress and type 2 stress.
Yeah.
Type 1 stress is if you walk out in the middle of the street and a car comes and you're about to get hit by a car, you don't think about it. Your body just reacts and gets you out of the way to save your life, right? Type 2 stress is the day-to-day things we deal with. It's the email. It's the phone call. It's the upset customer. It's the, you know, crying baby. It's the whatever that, you know. The problem is in our nervous system and in our brain, we actually react very similarly to type 1 and type 2 stress. Even though
But the emotional intelligence is what needs to come in for the second one, isn't it?
Exactly. And so what we got to be able to do is keep things in perspective. And at some level, when
Mike,
we're dealing
I've got to keep things in perspective here because I got to wrap it up. We run out of time. The book is called Be Yourself. Everyone else has already taken Mike Robbins. Thanks, Mike, for being here. We'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.